And it's never been, there's never been more of a need to offer these classes with the shortage of welders and skilled trade people that we have in the United States. And now that we are facing the issue of rebuilding infrastructure, it's so important that we train people to be 21st century ready with skills to do this work and these jobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm
Right?
very passionate about it.
Yeah, and did you know when, from a young age that you said that you are an artist, did you know that you eventually were going to fall like in this kind of career as a teacher artist, or did you have any idea? Yeah.
No, I just became a welder, and the pathway opened up when Mr. Robert Atwood, who taught metal shop at Watsonville High School, offered me that position and advocated for me to take over his position when he retired. And that only happened because Cabrillo College has this wonderful welding program that I attended, that the doors all open for me. But I'm from Philadelphia originally, and I teach my students that the iron from the Golden Gate Bridge is from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has steel mills, and it was part of the Industrial Revolution. It all was happening there. And as a kid, I was so inspired by the ornamental iron everywhere, the gates, the fencing, the ornamental components that were in old Philadelphia, ornamenting the buildings. I really appreciate the architectural elements of iron. So that impacted me heavily with my art since I was a kid. And then when I developed different styles of art and decided I wanted to do metal art and sculpture, that's when that was all born for me. And it also helped me to raise my family. I have three sons and I'm a single parent. And so I was able, with the school schedule, to be there for my family after school hours. So it's been a wonderful experience for me, and I'm hoping I can teach for many more years and retire through Santa Cruz City Schools.
Yeah, that's really great. Thank you for sharing that. And yeah, and what are some of the your more favorite projects that you've worked on in your career or are currently working on?
In my personal career, the largest thing I ever built was a 16-foot by 18-foot gazebo with an ornamental iron ceiling, and it had areas for electrical to be put in it and a giant chandelier in the center. And it was one of the happiest days of my life. We had to hire a crane company to come and pick this behemoth structure up. It took 6 months to build, and they lifted it up with the crane. It weighed 5,000 pounds. And
Jeez.
a customer that I met, I used to do a light, I did a lot of flea market art shows. I did Alameda Point Antique and Collectibles for 10 years with a giant trailer, and I'd make all this cool metal stuff and bring it up there and sell it in a weekend. And I developed a client base in Marin County and in San Francisco, and I did a lot of store structural metal jobs like that. But the one that you asked about, that was probably the highlight of my career, that one gazebo piece. And it was for the client's wedding, his daughter's wedding, and it was then put onto six giant cement pillars. So it was a permanent structure at their home. That was the really cool thing.
Oh, I bet. I'm sure it's gorgeous and it's probably going to be around for a long time.
And I've done like fountains and garden art and sculpture, and I still do. That's my passion. I love to create funky old junk. And I have to mention the Santa Cruz County landfill, because they have been such an enormous resource to not only me personally in my business called Aquacy, but also at Soquel High School, because they allow me to come and dig through the metal piles and glean out all this amazing metals that I can support my students with that we wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to financially be able to afford to buy.